Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless all of you tonight. This is Renard Johnson. I want to welcome you to the Blog Line tonight. God bless you, you and you. We're so happy to have you and join us. This is a line and a time that we just set aside for the Lord to give him at least 1,000 thank yous. Check out history. History records that there has never been a time where people have given God so much praise and given him so much adoration. Never before in the history of the world has been recorded any time that people have taken time to give him billions of praises a night. It has been recorded that people have been bombarded God with give me requests. But this is the new awakening, and I predict that some news reporter will catch it and do a story on the news, on the news, yes, but on the new awakening. Amen. It's a spiritual shift from the give me approach to the thank you approach. And God be praised. You will hear this somewhere. Some news reporter is going to catch this. And it's going to be a phenomenal story all over the world. The new awakening. In 1740s, they had the Great Awakening with Jonathan Edwards, and has been recorded in history. Not only that, I predict that this is being recorded in the new books that the Lord is writing. I believe he's writing new books according to Revelation 21st chapter. And the books were opened. The books were opened. That's not the book of life, because it specifically says the book of life after that. But do you think the greatest writer of all times, the greatest seller of books of all times, the Bible, the greatest writer of all times since the history of the world has begun, being our God, who wrote the Ten Commandments with his own finger and wrote the word through his divine inspiration through his servants? Do you think the greatest writer of all times would never write another book? That would be foolish to even think that. We're made in God's own image, and anything good comes from God. So what does the bestseller, what do they always do, the bestsellers? They always write another book. Where do you think they got the idea from? Where do you think the idea comes from? It comes from God. All good things come from God. It's a good thing to write a second book. My mother at 93 wrote a book, and she is trying to write another book. It's a good thing. Amen. I wrote a book called 1,000 Consecutive Days of Thanks. Yeah. And I'm writing another book. Do you think God, who is all good and who gives all good ideas, do you think he's not writing another book? The Bible says, and the books were open. What books do you think they're talking about? The books about people down here, what they're accomplishing for. And let me tell you something. You're going to be in the book. Let me prove it to you. If Aquila and Priscilla, the ones who helped Paul make tents, if they got in a book for helping Paul make tents, do you think the ones who are helping to send up a billion praises unto God, do you think they will be in the book? Amen. If Aquila and Priscilla, who helped Paul make tents, got in the book, God's recording any significant things. Let me ask you another question. I just want to appeal to your intellect, to your common sense. Do you think, since the Lord blessed me to fast 1,000 days, do you think it's going to be in the book? It's going to be in the book. Not only the good, but the bad. Let me see, who was that that said, Lord, bless me indeed? and got in the book. Amen. It's recorded in the book. All you ask, pray the prayer. Jabez, yeah. And said, Lord, bless me indeed. And got in the book. Do y'all think that if, not if, but since the Lord blessed me to fast 1,000 consecutive days, do you think it's going to be in the book? And do you think your name is going to be in the book? If Paul's helpers got in the book, I think your name is going to be in the book. I think you'll find your names in the book. For helping to send up 1,000 thank yous a night. Amen. And then list the people who really were a part of helping to send up on the block line. They list them. Amen. Look at Matthew and see all those generations of people. And then I think it may dawn on you that, yeah, I am going to be in the book for helping to send God up 1,000 thank yous and help to get him over 2 billion praises a night. I am going to be in the book. Yeah, hopefully that will dawn on you. Amen. Don't let the enemy. So if your name is going to be in the book, who you think would be trying to stop your name from in the book? Who you think would be saying, oh, you don't need to do that no more? Yeah. I would venture to say it would be the devil who would be trying to stop you from being part of it. He wants you to be blessed. He doesn't want you to be violently helped. He doesn't want that. So may I ask you to keep on keeping on. Who was it told him to stay on the wall? Nehemiah? Do the good work and don't come down. Amen. So stay on the wall. Amen. Keep on giving God praise. Keep on blessing the Lord. Keep on projecting the thank yous to the Lord, and you'll find your name one day when you see Jesus. You'll say, my name's in there. Yeah, your name's in the book. Amen. God bless you. Make your request known unto the Lord. Whatever you need, we give you that latitude of making one request known to the Lord. Then I come back and pray, and then we don't wait till we get the word, you know, that God has done it. No, we just believe him in advance. We believe that he's done it already. So take about 15, 20 seconds and make your request known. If you got a request, make it known right now. Heavenly Father, thank you for every person on this prayer line. We ask that you forgive all sins of omission, sins of commission. Fill the line up. Let the line be sanctified. And God, cover the line with your blood. I pray that you grant every request asked of thee. Every heart's desire, bring it to pass. In the name of Jesus, we pray. God, we're going to thank you for it in advance. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We praise you. We give you glory. We give you adoration. Thank you, Lord, for everything. We ask those on the prayer, on the blog line, if you join me in giving God this praise in the name of Jesus. Come on, say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. 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 Come on now. Don't let me have to pull you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. God, we shame you, we extol thee.
Thank you.
We praise you.
Thank
you. We lift
thank
you up.
Thank you.
We
thank
give you all the glory.
Thank you.
All
thank
the
you.
Praise. All the
thank
adoration.
Thank you. Thank you.
It belongs
thank
to you, Lord.
Oh, God.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
God, we
you,
thank you for saving us.
Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for sanctifying us.
Glory, hallelujah.
Thank you for filling
hallelujah.
Us
hallelujah.
With the Holy Ghost.
Thank you, thank you,
oh,
thank,
God, thank you.
Oh,
God, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you
for new peace.
Thank
you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
For new joy.
Thank you,
bless your holy
Thank you,
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Thank you.
Glory.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
All in this house.
Glory.
All in this house.
Thank you, Jesus.
Anoint yourself tonight. Anoint your body. Thank you. Thank you. Anything wrong in your body, please, Brother Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
625. Overland Park, Kansas, 66225. God bless you. We love you. May you have a wonderful night. Oh, my God. And if I can get this to go, amen. The enemy must be hanging, but don't worry about it. Amen. Still, I got a feeling that it's going to be all right. Just believe it. No matter what you're going through, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. This is when we have our young people and our church ministry known. Amen. They minister to the people around the audience and tell them, I got a feeling that regardless of what you're going through, it's going to be all right. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Hey. Thank you, Jesus. God bless all of you. We love you, and we're praying with you and for you. Amen. Just believe it and thank God for it. Amen. God bless all of you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Thank God for all of you who sent your love tokens and helped us on this and that. Something we appreciate it very much. Thank you for remembering us with your giving. Amen. Again, my address is Bernard Johnson, P.O. Box 26593. And that's in Overland Park, Kansas. May God bless you and keep you. P.O. Box 26593. In Overland Park, Kansas. Well, I've been trying to close it. I got a feeling, but thank God for it. Amen. Lord bless you and keep you. You have a good night. Whatever you're going through, just remember it's going to be
good night, everyone.
God bless the people in the city and bless them in the field. Bless them going out and they're coming in. Bless everything they do and say. Bountifully give them miracles like they've never seen in 2015. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you for every one of them. In Jesus' name. Thank God. Amen. Amen. And I'm out. Have a good night.
Good night.